On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Monday, the 17th of January, also the day the Australian Open tennis commences. Let's check out what happened today, shall we?
It's turned into a bit of a joke, a bitch.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Anyway, it was on this day that American actress Betty White was born, unfortunately. We lost her only a few weeks ago, but today would have been Betty's 100th birthday.
What a legend. James Earl Jones, speaking of legends, the US actor who lent his voice to many amazing roles, like this guy.
I am more than the exalted ruler of this land.
And this guy.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
And he starred in lots of cool movies too. Today turns 91.
Muhammad Ali.
That's right. I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. That's bad.
He was born in 1942.
Ita Vutros, the Australian journalist, today turns 80.
He replaced Brian Jones and the Rolling Stones and played with the band for a few years. Mick Taylor, the UK guitarist, is today 73.
Steve Earle, the US singer, songwriter, poet and author, is 67.
English singer Paul Young, today, he's 66.
US vocalist, guitarist with the Bangles, Susanna Hoffs, today turns 63.
This guy.
Yes!
Yep, Jim Carrey, one of your faves.
He is.
Today, he's 60.
Alrighty then.
What a legend. Four legends today. Michelle Obama, the wife of former US President Barack Obama, is 58.
US actress and singer Zooey Deschanel is 42.
Love her. And Calvin Harris, the Scottish singer-songwriter, is 38.
It was on this day, but back in 1773, that Captain Cook became the first explorer to cross the Antarctic Circle.
In 1916, the Professional Golfers Association, or the PGA, was formed in America.
This guy.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Made his comic strip debut in 1929. Of course, that's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Also tried to make spinach trend.
Yeah, don't know if it worked though.
In 1972, Paul Simon released his first solo single. It was called Mother and Child Reunion.
Blondie released their first debut single, Ex-Offender, on this day in 1976.
In 1978, Simple Minds gave their first concert at Glasgow Satellite City Club.
And we nearly lost one of the Wiggles on this day in 2020. Greg Page, he suffered a cardiac arrest at a Wiggles reunion show that was raising funds for the bushfire relief efforts. Thankfully, he was revived backstage and now he's still with us.
Yeah, yesterday he turned 49.
Nice one, Greg.
And that's on this day for Monday, the 17th of January, the start of the Australian Open.